BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Trump has revoked the 2009 endangerment finding on public health that underpins US regulations on emissions. He's removing federal limits on emissions of 6 greenhouse gases from cars, trucks and potentially power plants without producing any scientific evidence. Our environment correspondent Matt McGrath looks at the possible implications.
On the car front, no one's quite certain what it will mean. And it poses a big question, I think, for car makers. Are they going to make cars for a newly liberated American market where they don't need to make EVs or other cleaner cars? But what about the rest of the world? Will they be able to sell those cars in the rest of the world? The other big question is whether states will take legal action to try to overturn this overturning and whether or not we'll see a patchwork of regulations develop across the United States, some in, some out, some against this underpinning act on which all the climate action in the United States up to now has really rested.
North Korea has warned of a terrible response in the event of a future drone incursion from South Korea. Last month, Pyongyang released images appearing to show debris from an aircraft that it had shot down. With more details, here's Jonathan Fruin.
Seoul initially denied involvement in the incident, but earlier this week, investigators raided the South Korean spy agency as part of an inquiry into how the drone made it to North Korea's industrial hub of Kaesong. South Korea's president, Lee Jae-myung, has sought to improve relations with his country's nuclear-armed neighbour and had vowed to stop the drones that crossed the border under his predecessor. While warning against future incursions, Kim Yo-jong, the sister of the North Korean leader, said she had appreciated an expression of regret over the drone intrusion from the South Korean unification minister.
Officials from the Japanese Fisheries Agency say they've seized a Chinese vessel which refused to obey an order to stop for an inspection. The captain, who'd been operating inside Japan's exclusive economic zone, has been arrested. The incident's likely to further inflame tensions between Japan and China. Votes are being counted in Bangladesh's general election, with early indications suggesting a strong lead for the centre-right Bangladesh Nationalist Party. The poll is the first since a student-led uprising toppled the authoritarian Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina 18 months ago. The BBC asked the spokesperson of the BNP, Mahdi Amin, whether if it came to power, his party would protect basic freedoms, including the freedom of speech.
We absolutely guarantee it. If you go by the number of any human rights violations, whether it's enforced disappearances, extrajudicial killings, fictitious cases, the BNP remains the biggest victim. So we want a new Bangladesh where the culture that we've seen of impunity that disappears, and we have a new culture of accountability, and the fate that BNP had, no other political party should have it.
BBC News. The military leader of Madagascar has appealed for international assistance following the passage of Cyclone Gezani that's devastated the island's second city, Tomasin. 38 people are known to have been killed and 3/4 of the houses in the port city have been damaged or destroyed. The storm is now heading towards Mozambique. Demonstrations have continued in the Venezuelan capital Caracas, calling for the release of political prisoners. The National Assembly had earlier postponed a vote on a proposed amnesty because of disagreement. Supporters of the deposed president, Nicolas Maduro, want the prisoners to appear in court to request their freedom. The debate will continue next week. Archaeologists in Egypt's southern Sinai Peninsula have found an ancient sandstone shelter containing a 10,000-year-old rock art. It was discovered with guidance from a local resident. Clitzia Sala has the details.
The shelter's ceiling and walls feature vivid red and grey paintings depicting animals, symbols and scenes of daily life dating back as far as 10,000 BC. The mission also found stone tools and pottery fragments from different periods, suggesting the shelter served as a refuge from the elements for ancient Bedouins, Roman soldiers and early Muslims. The tourism minister, Sharif Fathi, says the site offers new evidence of civilizations that flourished in Sinai over millennia.
The U.S. state of California is opening an investigation into claims that delays in issuing warnings to historically black neighborhoods could have increased the number of casualties from last year's wildfires. The loss of life in the city of Altadena was much greater on the west side, home to a large African-American community. Evacuation orders there were much slower than on the east side, where most residents are white. BBC News.